Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Tes and Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, the Kohen Gadol may not become defiled when a close relative dies. It is Machlekes whether he may follow the funeral procession. The proper procedure for the Kohen Gadol when Menachem he comforts mourners, Misnachem he is comforted by others, and Kishem Avaron Oysa when people serve him the mourner's meal. HaMelech, many halachas pertain to the king, including Loidon and Oysa, he cannot judge nor be judged. He does not testify regarding others, nor do others testify about him. The king does not perform chalitza to his sister-in-law if his brother dies without children, nor does his brother perform chalitza if he dies without children. Similarly, he does not perform yibum with his brother's wife, nor does his brother perform yibum with his wife. And it is forbidden for anyone to marry the king's widow. Meirav u'michal, David HaMelech's marriages to Shaul's daughters. The Gemara discusses, Heich nasa shtei achayis, how could he have married two sisters? Hamakadosh b'milva einu mukadeshes. One cannot perform kedushin by canceling an outstanding loan. Milva u'pruta, when both are available, whether one intends to use a canceled loan or a pruta for kedushin. Yesiv boyaz palti ben layish, the relative difficulties of these tzaddikim in abstaining from sin.